This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just, it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Doug Duda, Jim Lyon. Plenty to talk about from the weekend. We'll catch up with Ken Hamilton of the Lincoln Journal-Star, talk about the Husker baseball team. Also going to be a press conference this afternoon with Tim Miles and Taran Pettaway. And so a lot of basketball talk. Somebody's going to have to ask Tim Miles if there's anybody in the locker room. He locked him out last year. Hell, is there going to be anybody in there this year? Seven players. Now Chris Harriman, assistant coach, is leaving, so he's going to be looking for a new assistant coach. And we'll also be talking with Rick Kissick, baseball coach over at Grand Island. The Islanders having a very good season at 14-4, but did hit a bump in the road last week, so we'll talk with him about all of that. Tri-City Storm have advanced on in the playoffs, so that's probably the highlight of the sporting weekend around here. Morning, Jimmy.
Yeah, that's great. You know, Doug, when you're looking at things, and it's fun to talk about winning and the good things that are happening. That's one thing about the Tri-City Storm. You know, those two teams, there wasn't that much difference between those two teams, and to go out there and separate that. You know, I don't want to compare them to the Kansas City Royals, but I mean, in particular, but that's kind of what they did when they swept, you know, last year. Remember, they got on that little run, and they started winning. They weren't beating anybody really bad, but they swept them. Maybe that's what the Tri-City Storm's going to do, then just take over and get things rolling. But, you know, the chemistry of that team, when you talk to the coaches, and we had them in the other day, when you talk to them, you could tell that body language was good. They liked their team, and everybody was in a good mood, and they hadn't been to the playoffs for a while, so it was an experience, and they just took advantage of it. And I guess I am comparing them to the Royals. You know, I said I don't want to, but hey, that's kind of what it reminds me of a little bit at a lower level.
And they will take on either Sioux City or Sioux Falls, and that has gone the distance now. Sioux City picked up a 2-1 victory last night, and that will force a game five, which is tomorrow night. And then no matter what happens in that series, Storm will host game one on Friday at the Viero Event Center, and we may have even more information before the end of the show on that, but talk with the gang up there at the Viero Event Center. No matter who wins the Sioux City Sioux Falls series on Tuesday night, the Storm will host game one. One, because they would have the home ice advantage, and if they don't have the home ice advantage, it's because Sioux Falls can't host that night at their building. So it's always kind of on the fly when it gets to these playoffs, and that is what we know for sure. And tickets are going to go on sale this morning. You can already get tickets, I do believe. They are scheduling and getting set up, but tickets are on sale today for that home game on Friday night against either Sioux Falls or Sioux City. How'd your weekend go?
Good. Everything went smooth in the wedding, Doug. It went really good. I was very proud of everybody, and Dave and Michaela had it extremely organized, and it went really good. How's that?
You were concerned about the walking. How'd that go?
I had no problems. You know what I mean? I mean, I lucked out. Everybody, most of my friends and my mom and their family were very concerned I was going to fall down when I came down the steps. You know, and I thought I did pretty good, but evidently my eyes must have looked really big at that first step. So, yeah, but I know, let's be honest about it. You think a wedding was about me?
No. I just want to make sure everything went well.
I had about 11 seconds to go. I had a dance. I danced with my daughter. It was the only dance I had.
How'd that go?
It was tough.
Are you a dancer?
I'm not a dancer, but the song she picked out, she could have done anything but that song. You know what I mean? That was a touching song she picked out, and that was kind of emotional for me. I wish she'd have picked out "Love Stinks." I'd like that better. You know what I mean? I could have danced to that better and not been emotional.
Maybe on the 5-year
anniversary. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Well, congrats to those two, and I'm glad you had a good weekend.
Thanks. What do you think of the Royals in that argument they had? They got a little nasty, didn't they?
Yeah. I don't know. The
Royals are to blame. They're my team. But, you know, you get 5 ejections. I mean, I think you're making a pretty good statement about your 5th ejection. Yeah. Hey, they were lucky to win the game. You know, you got to win baseball games.
Here, and I got to see a majority of the games over the weekend.
Okay.
With the A's and the Royals, at least the fun part. And if you'd like to join us, let me throw this out, and then I'll give my thoughts here. If you've got a comment on that or anything else that's going on in the world of sports, 888-455-ESPN, the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line, 888-455-3776. You can always email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. And our Twitter address is at ESPN1460-1550, at ESPN1460-1550, if you would like to send us a tweet. There was no contact in any, not only was there not a fight or a scuffle, there was no contact between Oakland and Kansas City for all this pointing and yelling and leaving the bench area and all of that. That never used to happen. What happened this weekend in Kansas City would have resulted in at least multiple brawls in the past. So the officials got in between, the umpires got in between. Sometimes that would have made no difference. But as upset or angry as the players and coaches were, there was no physical contact all weekend. So, A, I'm wondering if that is the new direction of baseball, kind of like hockey, where we're seeing less fights. We still see them, but we're seeing less. What happened on Friday night, I don't know where a guy makes a slide like that in Lurie for Oakland. It was a bad slide, potentially injuring slide against a Royal. You just don't do that. Okay, you also don't throw 100-mile-an-hour fastballs at the guy's head. So we've got a pitcher yesterday that threw inside, then threw behind him in Herrera, and then points at his head next time. No. And I could go on to a really bad analyzation here of why I think that is, but I'm not going that way. The Royals, you don't do that, okay? You plunked the guy on Saturday. Everybody came out and pointed fingers at each other. It should have been over. Yesterday's incident where they get hit on the foot, intentional or not, Ned Yost got to be a bigger man than that. You got to be a bigger man than that. And it just gets to that point where the official says, don't, or the home plate umpire says, don't come out here. Well, the home plate umpire, you can't do that either. That's what I'm saying. You know what? If Ned Yost thinks he needs to come out and talk to you, you got to let him come out and talk to you. You can't give him the quick hook. It's just that every little thing there was just kind of like being immature all weekend. So that's how I viewed it.
Well, Jim Joyce's crew, they tried to get control of it. They probably talked Saturday night and goes, hey, guys, we're going to do this. This is how we're going to handle it. We're not going to take anything. First pitch goes inside. They met with all the umpires. He goes, what do you think? They all said, hey, I think right now is a good time to warn the benches. They threw out the assistant coach. Then the head coach runs out and he said, you can't come out here and defend that. And there are rules in baseball where it's automatic ejections if you come out and dispute things. You know, like, you know,
well, in balls and strikes.
Yes.
Is there another one?
Yeah. Well, there is after some ejections. If somebody's been ejected, you cannot argue that ejection. There's some automatic ejections. You know, the player, like, let's say you've warned the benches,
yep,
and somebody gets hit. And then both the head coach of the team that threw the pitch, he's gone. Well, then the assistant coach, you know, is gone automatically because he's in charge of the team. So a couple of the ejections were because of what a player did, which resulted in another man getting, you know, ejected because he's in charge of the team. But I'm like you. I think there's going to be a fairly large fine and possibly a suspension on Herrera for throwing the ball 100 miles an hour. And then not so much throwing it there, but then pointing like, hey, the next one's going to get you. The next one's going to get you right in the head. I see you again. The next one's coming right
can't
at your head.
That.
Yeah, you can't point at your head after you've been ejected and et cetera. So I thought that was a – and it sounded like he tried to apologize for a slide. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, in this day and age, you go up to the man. I mean, we're kind of in a point anymore where you can text people and then that's good enough. I mean, I don't know, so – but I'll tell you what, though, Denny Matthews has been announcing for 40 years, and maybe it's more than that now, said, you know, the best thing about this series is it's over.
Yeah, they don't play in Kansas City again this year during the regular season. They play again in Oakland in June. And by then, let's face it, players will have been on the DL and sent down and moved up and switched around. This thing needs to be over. I don't know how much of this comes from the wild card game last year and some of the games they played late last year, battling for the playoffs and then getting into the playoffs, and of course how things went down in that wild card game. Let's face it, Oakland still has to be sick. I mean, these are some of the first few games they've played since then. They have to be sick about the way they lost in Kansas City and then watched the Royals come within one run of winning the World Series when they probably had put themselves in a position to win that wild card game.
Yeah, and I'm not for sure what was said or if anything was said. And, I mean, you know, players change. There's different players that go to different, you know, areas. And so, you know, they have their own history. You know what I mean, Doug? I mean, there's history. I mean, you know, Billy Butler came in, you know, and he played for Oakland. You know, he used to play for the Royals. But there's history of other players, and maybe something has happened in the past, you know, with some of these guys and maybe not even playing for those teams. I'm not for sure. But I do think that the Royals were the ones that on Sunday would not let it go of what happened on Friday night.
Well, we'll see how she all plays out. The Royals now come home and take on Minnesota in a three-game series that begins tonight at 7:10. And you can hear it on the Breeze, 94.5. And again, great teams are able to keep things going here. Minnesota comes in. You got to take two, and you would love to take three, but it's the pros. You got to make sure you get two of the three from Minnesota, who's actually, after that terrible 1-6 start, has scrapped some things together here against the Royals and White Sox.
Well, they've won, I think the Twins have won three series in a row, so they've won two out of three against three separate teams, you know, and won three series in a row. And that's the first time they've done that since July of last year, where they put back-to-back-to-back winning series. So yeah, and the Royals have only lost one series, you know, this year, and that was to the Twins. So yeah, boy, Detroit's playing well too. So yeah, that's — how about NBA basketball? You got anything on there?
It just occurred to me this morning, and I tried to consciously, just because I never do, I tried to click through as many games and at least check the score and see. There's nothing that's changed. You can't watch the first half of a first game of a first series of NBA basketball. It's just, you might — everything you need to see, you're going to see on the highlights. I mean, there's eight games, four Saturday, four Sunday. There's no way you can sit and watch one wall to wall unless you're a avid fan of one of those teams. Your Clippers looked very good. I'm not going to say I took the Spurs, and this isn't going to worry me because of all the teams in the NBA, your champion Spurs are the ones that they don't care. They're going to be able to scratch and claw. If the Clippers end up being the better team, so be it. But, I mean, there was no real excitement. The very first game Saturday, Washington-Toronto, with this whole Paul Pierce thing, that's — I mean, that has nothing to do with what's going on the court. Pierce plays okay. Washington wins the game. That's really the most excitement there probably was all weekend. And you got a high-scoring game out of Houston and Dallas. That could be an exciting all the way down to a seventh game type of series.
I agree with that about Houston and Dallas. Shot the ball. I mean, is the defense that much worse? I mean, I can't — it looked to me like they were just really shooting the ball well, and a lot of offensive skills there with both those two teams.
It just gets more intense the later the series, the later the playoffs go. Right now, you're still playing basketball. It's just like you're playing game 34 of the season is what it looks like to me. for most of these series. Stanley Cup playoffs got a little bit of a thrill out there. Most of them are 2-1 through three games. Montreal, I think, now is up 3-0 on Ottawa. That's the only one that could end up in a first-round sweep. So that's where we're sitting right there. We are sitting in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Still has a handful of vehicles on their lot of 2014s in cars, trucks, economy, big trucks, small cars, big cars, Cadillacs, anything that you could want. They still have a little something on the lot for you. So go by South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online to thinkmidway.com to get a great deal on this 2014 vehicles, and if you're ready for 2015, that's fine as well. If you're ready for a new career or just need a different job or want to put some more hours in, maybe Midway is the place for you. You can go to midwaycareers.com and see all the available jobs that they have because they are expanding. Their used car superstore is about ready to open. They still have the two locations with 8 new car franchises, and they're always searching for talented team members. Maybe you can be a part of the growth at Midway and help recognize your full potential. So stop by and see them or check it out for all the details at midwaycareers.com. When we come back, going to talk a little Husker baseball with Ken Hamilton of the Lincoln Journal-Star. I'll say right now before we go to break, Jimmy, I'm not concerned about what Nebraska did and played this weekend. They lost 2 10-inning games. You want to win every series at home, so they go 1-2 and they lose 2 10-inning games. My concern is they are currently 6-6 in the conference, which is 7th overall. They go to Iowa, who's 10-2, and look what they've got left. As we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, this was an important stretch these last 2 weeks. And it went so-so because 3 of the next 4 series are all on the road, and they still have a couple of the big dogs left to play. Jimmy, this is a case where they have done so well in the non-conference for a few years here. They were about 500 in the non-conference and scratched and clawed their way in the conference to put themselves. If they could miss the tournament. They could have a very good record and miss the Big Ten tournament, which then obviously just doesn't give you any chance of making the NCAA tournament. They've got to beat the top 2 teams in the conference to have a chance here, and that's a lot of pressure no matter what the sport is. We'll talk about it with Ken Hamilton when we come back.
NNC, the Cat Rental Store, is honored to partner with the Kearney community with the opening of the newest rental store. Located at 2608 East 32nd Street Place, Suite C, NNC Cat Rental is your source for daily, weekly, and monthly rental of high-quality, low-hour cat and top allied brands of equipment and attachments. Contact NNC for your next rental and choose from skid steer loaders, tow behind booms, generators, and so much more. Visit online, nmcrental.com, or call 855-NMC-RENT, nmcrental.com.
Comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
Dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
We listen to you.
We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
One play can change momentum in a game.
Field goal attempt for the corner with 1.6 seconds to play. Now he launches up a shot at the buzzer.
And one deductible is a game changer when it comes to your insurance.
He hits it! A 3-point field goal with the state championship.
That's why you should see Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your Farm Bureau agents. They can bundle your car and home together into a single policy. So, if life sends a blitz in the form of a storm or fire,
kidding me.
You'll pay just one deductible for everything that's covered. Talk to Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers today and see how simple it can be. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliates, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
With sunshine continuing across the area today, we'll climb in the upper 50s with northwest winds to around 10 to 20. Then skies remain clear tonight with a low at 32 with northwest winds diminishing. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 48.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Patriots Day out in Boston. Jimmy, would you rather be at Fenway or running the marathon?
I'd like to be at Fenway, and any seat's a good seat if I was there.
Ain't no doubt. You know, I guess if I was capable of running the marathon, I suppose that would be a cool thing to do. But, yeah, Orioles-Red Sox playing this morning in the Patriots Day game. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you over the weekend if it was a good idea for Teran Pettaway to forego his senior season and enter the NBA draft. 70% of Husker Nation says, yes, it was a good move. Today, how about this? Tim Tebow going to sign a one-year contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. You like the move? Yes or no? Vote down on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Jimmy, any thoughts on Tim Tebow? Evidently, he was swayed while he was in Grand Island on Thursday, but he's going to be a Philadelphia Eagle. Your thoughts?
Oh, man. I mean, I just don't – I guess I really don't get it, but – you know, the thing of it is Tim Tebow's name. I know Tim Tebow. If they took – it was Sterling Jackson that was at Eastern Tennessee State. I think, well, maybe he's got a shot. I don't know. That, you know, I wouldn't know. But it's because of Tim Tebow and you've watched him play. So I do not think they're taking him for his name. You know, I think maybe the Jets did that the one time thinking, hey, you know, this would be good. Maybe it would be good for ticket sales. This, you know, it might, I don't think that's what's going on here at all. I think they're saying, hey, this guy might be able to help us. You know, in practice squad, he's an intelligent man. He might be able to run the offense. He might be able to help some of our other quarterbacks learn. You know what I mean? I mean, you've got some people. Hey, you know, I'll tell you the truth, Doug. You made this comment. I noticed this. And help me out. Who's the quarterback from Aurora that plays for Nebraska?
Brock Meyer.
A lot of the players go to him. A lot of the players that are ahead of him go to him and ask, hey, what happened here on this read? Because he knows all the reads. You know, he's one of those quarterbacks.
Smart
that,
kid.
Yeah, some of the other quarterbacks say, what did they, and he's telling them, no, what you should have done there, you gotta fake to the fullback first. That's play action, and then go. You know, I mean, he's just little things that we don't see, but I've noticed him going over because just because your starting quarterback doesn't mean he knows all the plays. Sometimes your backup quarterback knows the plays better, and the coach knows the plays better than the guy that's running. But that other guy, what he does is he can break tackles.
Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Monday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. As long as Tim Tebow didn't go to the Chicago Bears, Ken Hamilton of the Lincoln Journal Star joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Kenny. Did you want Tebow with the Bears, or is he fine where he's at?
I thought he was going to join the Nebraska Danger.
We got Jameel Sewell. It's okay, unless he goes to Canada. I think he was trying out for Edmonton over the weekend.
Oh, really?
So
the Oilers or the
I don't even know what they are. That's a good one.
The Eskimos is the football team. The Oilers is the hockey team.
Yeah, you got me all screwed up now. See what you've done. It's and I also want to say, as Royals fans and Cubs fans, this is the first time in decades that we're both still in the pennant race.
Hey, I think when Chris Bryant gets his MVP award this year that they've already given to him, I think. And then he, you know, he helps the Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup because he'll be in between Kane and Taze. And then he'll probably replace Cutler as quarterback of the Bears next fall. You know, Chris Bryant's the greatest player who's ever lived and only has 13 at-bats.
Ken Hamilton, lifelong Cubs fan, Chicago everything fan, and I chuckled. There's a lot of Cub fans everywhere, especially some buddies of mine, and this whole Chris Bryant thing last week, he called up. It was a national holiday. They took off work. They went to the local sports bar and watched him go 0-for-3, swinging at like 9 pitches and going down.
Yeah, but he fielded it really well.
Oh, my goodness. Who gets more overhyped, a Cub or a Husker?
Well, do you remember the movie Angels in the Outfield?
Yeah, that was a great post.
I mean, yesterday Chris hit a double, and you could see the Angels just kind of set him down on second base. He's that special.
I saw somewhere that, I don't even remember the name of the movie, but Chris Bryant was the most heralded call-up since that 12-year-old Henry kid came in and pitched in the movies for him.
Henry Rodengarten.
Yes.
Gardner. Hey, well, tell me about, because you're a Royals kind of guy, is Brett Laurie allowed to come back to Kansas City ever? I mean,
good Lord.
That was ugly.
I wouldn't eat there. I wouldn't order barbecue from Kansas City if I was him. I think I'd stay away.
I would have an apple or something. I mean, he started this whole thing. And then the Royals yesterday, have five guys kicked out, and they were going to kick out George Brett, and he wasn't even there just because he was a Royal. I think the Royals had a case. I mean, that was, if you didn't hate the A's already, now there's a real good reason because, that was ugly what Laurie did coming in with his spikes up in second base, and he started that whole weekend thing to try to get in the Royals' head, and the Royals end up winning, two out of three of the game. So
yeah,
I agree with you entirely that started it, and here's the problem, is that when you're a young kid and you're learning how to play baseball, you make mistakes like that. You know, when you're 14 to 18, you might do that, or you might even do it in college. You might do it in the minor leagues, and they're going, whoa, 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 whoa. You don't do it when you get up to the big leagues because this is what might happen. Because that's their way of retaliating. That's their way of coming, hey, you're not going to do this to our player. When you come up to bat, here's what we're going to do to you. And, boy, it got real ugly. I thought Kansas City overdid it a little bit. I had no problem what they did in the first inning, on Sunday, saying, hey, we're still making another statement. And in the first inning, I didn't like the way the player, when he threw at him at 100 mile an hour and then they ejected him and he started pointing at his head like the next time it's coming at your head. I didn't like that.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, but pro players that I've interviewed over the years always said, it's okay if they throw at your head because you can duck. It's when they don't have the control and the thing kind of sails and, bonks a guy in the head. And that can be dangerous and deadly and all that stuff. But I remember even getting to interview Frank Robinson once, and I said, Drysdale used to throw at your head. And he said, yeah, but if he's throwing at your head, you just duck because he's throwing at your head. So, that's one of the greatest players of all time. And so it's ugly for baseball. It draws a lot of interest because it brings in the nastiness stuff, but good for the Royals. They stood up for their players and they're playing pretty good right now. That's a pretty good, fun team. Now, for the Royals fans who think they're going to win the next seven World Series, good luck, because the Cubs are going to do that.
just one, baby. That's what we got to start with, one. We're talking with Ken Hamilton, a Lincoln Journal star, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug, due to Jim Langan, loves his baseball and his baseball history. One more on the Royals, then we'll get to the Huskers. You've talked to Alex Gordon in the past, and this is as slow of a start as he's ever had. He's coming off the injury, but he still seems to get it done in the field. And every year, almost every year, it's an atrocious April for this young man who's not a young man anymore. Any insight onto why that is? Has he ever had any comments to why that is?
Well, because this year, there's a surgery, and I think, 3 years ago there was a surgery. So, he's going to end up hitting 274, 280. And what place he is getting in right now, he's still diving. He's the sure out if the ball's in the air going to left field anywhere. And what a marvelous player. And his wins above replacement, what was he, number two last year in the league? This guy's valuable. April doesn't work, but it's a long time. I mean, they're still going to be playing. Royals look like they're going to be playing in October, so I never worry about him. And he has said that sometimes it takes a while to get the feel of the bat and the feel of the pitches. And because he was injured, he had the surgery, off-season surgery, and he's got the wrist injury right now, it's going to take a little bit longer than it has been. But those numbers are going to come. They're going to come.
Kenny, the Huskers lose back-to-back 10-inning games, which get them to 6-6 in the conference. And what we talked about at the top of the show is, I'm not so concerned that they lost a pair of 10-inning games because Ohio State's good. You went to the 10th inning. I'm more concerned of what's still to come. And this team, needing wins just to make the conference tournament. They got off to such a good start. Everybody was feeling so great after that sweep of Texas. And has anything really changed with this baseball program since that series?
Not really, except Texas has proven to be awful. They haven't won, what have they won, two games since they got swept by Nebraska. So that one was more of a name thing and a feel-good thing in Lincoln. The deal is, you know, you got a three-game series at Iowa this week. Iowa's ranked number 14. They won two out of three from Northwestern over the weekend. Then you come home and you play, who is it? They got Purdue, which they, mm-hmm. you know, or Minnesota. No, they swept Minnesota.
Yeah,
they got Purdue, and then they go to Illinois, which is ranked number 17 or so, and has a number 11 RPI rating. And it's going to, you know, the next six games in the conference is going to be tough. Now they should, you know, they should take two out of three or three out of three from Northwestern, and they got Purdue back in Lincoln, I think, to end the whole thing. And they should sweep or take two out of three from them. But they could go 6-6 for the next, you know, the last 12 games in the conference. The deal is with Ohio State, as they found, Ohio State's got three veteran pitchers. I mean, the sophomore is a second-year starter, and he was freshman of the year last year in the league. They beat him, but he pitched a dream. Then this Lakins kid, you know, pitches two hits over 10 innings, and the kid yesterday was outstanding, and he's a lefty, and the Huskers have trouble hitting really good lefties. Well, you know, they got swept by Maryland at Maryland, but Maryland's got bats. The thing is with Iowa and Illinois coming up that are left, they got pitching, and Illinois has hitting and pitching. So the work's cut out for them. The only thing that's changed right now is they don't have quite the confidence that they did. I think the lineup's still pretty solid. But, you know, hitting's got to come. The pitching's there all weekend. You look at Kubot on Saturday, he throws nine innings, gives up six hits, one run. Yesterday, the starter, Burkhamper, gives up two runs in two and two-thirds innings, but the relievers give up one earned run for the next seven and a third innings. So Nebraska's not in trouble. It's just they need to find that confidence again, I think.
Yeah, you know, you're right about their next 12 games in the conference. They've got three games at home and nine on the road. And like you said, they got to find a way to scratch out and go 500 in that. You know, I mean, because that's basically what they got to do. And if they can do a little bit better than that. But, you know, I'll tell you, this team's a fun team to watch because they usually have – I've never seen a team with so many close games, no matter if they're playing Florida Gulf Coast, UNO, they're playing Creighton, Kansas State. I mean, every game they play, they played so many games that have gone down to one run or going to the 10th inning. Your thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's because of the pitching. The pitching and the defense has been incredibly good. Yesterday, Plotzek, who had been playing second base and made three highlight reel plays a second, moves to short for the 10th inning because they put Schleppenbach in to hit for who was playing second? I can't remember. Anyway, Schleppenbach gets a base hit, and then he plays second base where he has been all year. And they move Plotzek to short, and he let a ball kind of gather him up, and then he hurried it and threw it in the dirt. You know, a run was going to score anyway. The go-ahead run was going to score anyway, even if he makes it, throws a dart to first base. So they were going to be behind. The extra run made it, you know, it was kind of, I guess, icing on the cake for Ohio State, but Plotzek's, you know, and here, what impressed me about him was, here's a kid that I requested the interview after the game, and he shows up, and he has, you know, he has a mistake, he has an error. This team is really kind of serious, but they're really good sportsmen. I think that's going to carry them a long way. I think they care about each other a lot. It's really fun to talk with most of those players. You know, a week ago when they have Austin Christensen and Christian Cox kind of lift them in a game against against Minnesota. And here was two guys that have been around for 5 years. One guy's a fourth year, he's a redshirt junior. And yet they're willing to talk about it, how they've been sitting on the bench for 6 weeks and then come in and produce and contribute. And that's what makes a college team is okay, we can plug in this guy this game and this guy, you know, another guy another game. And you got to remember, a lot of those Huskers are young. I mean, Schreiber at first base is a freshman. Burkamper's a freshman pitcher. Colton Howe is a young guy. He's a sophomore. Jake Myers, who is pitching and playing outfielder, is a freshman. You know, there's a lot of freshmen contributing quite a bit to this team, and yet you have older guys helping out. And I think it's going to be a solid team.
Ken Hamilton with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Lincoln Journal Star. I guess the one thing that just kind of made me a little uncomfortable was in his post-game interview with Lane Grindle on the Husker Sports Network yesterday, Coach Erstad was irritated enough that he said that he didn't, and he's used grind and compete almost every game because when they win a game, they're grinding it out. But he said he didn't like the way they competed. And I thought, man, coming off of a two-hitter on Saturday, they were in this game. They fall behind to the first batter of the contest with a solo home run to Montgomery, and they take this thing into extra innings. There's no doubt that they have not hit the ball as well the last couple of weekends. But did you see that? Do you think they were not competing, or was that just something that a coach says to try to get his players' attention?
I'm going to give you one of those equivocation quotes. It's a little of both. I think the fact they batted, 196 over the weekend says that their approach maybe wasn't so solid. But I thought they were facing really good pitching. And Ohio State's been living on pitching all year. Their hitting has not been any better than Nebraska. Matter of fact, I think they're hitting a little less than Nebraska. But I thought their pitching was incredibly good. And maybe yesterday, you know, Nebraska had 9 hits, but they were, for the weekend, they were 0-for-8, runners in scoring position. And that includes a, you know, 5-2 win on Friday. So that might be what he's getting at, that they weren't putting hits together. There was a little bit of layback, wait for a strike, and then start to attack. And he hates flyouts. And I think over the weekend there were something like 17 flyouts. And he thinks, Erstad thinks that's not a good sign when you're just flying out. And the wind yesterday was from the north. So, you know, Haymarket Park, that means balls carrying. So like when Ben Miller put his shot way over the bullpen, you know, if you got it up the wind, it was going to go. But compete, I think they competed probably not as well as they had against UNO and Creighton earlier in the week in games that they blew leads and then came back and won. It's going to be, I mean, it's a fun team to watch. I love going to the ballpark. I love talking to these guys. They're a lot of fun.
Well, we said Friday, and when we talked to Coach Beals last week, we knew this was going to be a challenge, and we knew it was going to be a lot of Ohio State pitching. I guess I would just flat out wasn't surprised by anything that happened this weekend. You had 3 close games, and 2 of them went 10 innings. Ohio State's good, and if you're going to be good, you got to win some of these games. So big series at Iowa this weekend. Kenny, we'll let you get back to work. It was great catching up with you, and best of luck to your Cubbies, man. Well, whatever it is, it's a little cool
whatever
for a tea time, ain't it?
I've never called it work. I mean, I get paid to go to ball games. What the heck?
Go collect your check.
We don't get paid. This is all for my resume.
Ken, thanks so much, buddy. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, guys.
Take care. Ken Hamilton, Lincoln Journal Star, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's just, I think Nebraska's in one of the stranger situations they've been in a long, long time because of where they are overall with that record and where they are in the conference. 2-1 would be awesome this weekend at Iowa.
You know, I think you got to look back. This is a team that you have to really look back and go, now hold it. They had some games they won, and I'll give you this, Doug. They beat Indiana State in Lincoln, 4-3 and 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what I'm saying is they didn't beat him 12-3 and 13-2. They won, you know, 4-3 and 3-2. They beat UNO 8-6 and 3-2 in 10 innings. Okay, they beat Creighton 5-1 and 7-6. They beat Kansas State 5-4 in 10 innings. You know, this is a team that they deservingly so, it was time for them to maybe lose a 10-inning game. If you're playing enough 10-inning games, you might lose one of these. You know what I mean? That's my point is, you know, and the, you know what? They lost back-to-back 10-inning games, but it wasn't like you sitting there going, man, we were so unlucky. We're 1-11 in 10-inning games. Man, they'd already had won a couple of these. So this is the team they are. This is the type of team they are. They're going to have to win a lot of one-run games.
And one of the things that is a little bit concerning, because they didn't play well last week against Creighton and UNO with all the errors, but all those games you mentioned were midweek games. All of them were midweek games. So if they would have played like that against Ohio State, they wouldn't have won any of them. They would have never got to the 10th.
Agreed.
So they obviously played better, but Ohio State being better than all of those teams, able to get 2 or 3.
Yeah, what's going on here is, you know, people are throwing their 1, 2, and 3 pitchers, and so how deep your staff is. If your 4 and 5 guy can go out there and get you 5 innings, and you don't have to use some of your bullpen players, because some of those guys are just going in there, and they're going to throw 1 inning, or maybe get you 4 or 5 outs. You know, that's all they're going to do. And, hey, those guys usually, one of those guys, somebody's going to get a hold of, and they're going to hit him. And that's usually the difference in the game. Normally, when though you get those games and they're like 6-5, somebody gives up 3 runs, and that guy couldn't get his job done. So you know, every time you go out there with that new guy, there's a chance he's going to walk somebody, he's going to hit somebody, and he's going to give up a double in the gap. And that's the difference in the ball game. And it's your 5 or 6 pitcher that's doing that. So just because they're fresh doesn't mean they're going to get the job done every time. But this weekend, everybody's pitcher did a pretty good job. It was the bats that let you down because you had to find a way to get a run, just get a 1 some inning, and we could really never do that.
We'll take a break here. Rick Kissick, Grand Island baseball coach, is going to join us. We'll get to your emails on the Royals from over the weekend, the Huskers, and whatever else it is that you would like to talk about as we return to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth right after this.
Are you being held hostage by today's propane prices? At 3 times the normal level, you need to call Anderson Brothers and fight back. Both air and water source heat pump designs are available from Carrier. Up to 75% of their energy is from the air and ground around your home. Energy that is both renewable and free to you. Let Carrier technology help you heat and cool your home. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating. Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Life doesn't stop when you've got a big event like graduation. It just makes you busier. Copycat Printing in Kearney understands. Their talented design staff will create a unique, one-of-a-kind invite just for you. They'll design it, create it, and deliver your invitations. So relax. Copycat Printing in Kearney will make your invitation a priority, so you don't have to. Visit KearneyCopycat.com and like Copycat Printing on Facebook for great printing discounts.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
One of the most important things we can teach our kids is driving. Safe, proper driving habits keep your child safe from accidents long after they get their license. If you're looking for a new career or promotion, CDL and truck driving classes are available too. More details and registrations are available on the Nebraska Safety Center's website. The Nebraska Safety Center is here to serve your needs of driver education and other traffic-related classes.
I don't want to spend my life. Cincinnati Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us here. Doug Duda, Jim Langan. Boy, over 100,000 people at Jerry World last night for the AMC Awards, Academy of Country Music, having their awards last night. Some great action going on, some great concert. It had a few of the Cowboys there and the cheerleaders and all the stars. And Tony Romo, of course, made a joke about a deflated football, so people now have to drag that through the mud. Good Lord, people, let it go. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Here's what Russ says about the weekend and the Royals. He says they just got frustrated with the umpiring because it seemed a bit one-sided. Ventura plunked Lowry on Saturday to even the score on his side that was made with on the slide that was made with the spikes high into Escobar. Ventura got ejected without warnings being issued. Then Kazmir hits Kane yesterday and the umpires issue warnings. Kazmir threw 37 strikes at his first 44 pitches and 73 for the game. That's pretty dang accurate. So assuming the plunk Kane on purpose has some validity. Lowry shouldn't complain because his slide was dirty and Herrera should have walked off the field and not pointed at his head. It's good to see that the Chiefs-Raiders rivalry has now carried over to baseball. That comes from Russ.
That's pretty good. I like that. He did a pretty good job of that, explaining that, too. Russ, I appreciate that because that's pretty much what happened. I think, you know, the slide was dirty and pointing at the head. Those are the two things I didn't like. Everything else I was fine with. I just think it's better if you keep your best players on the field so they can try to win a baseball game for you. I like that. I don't want to use my players off the bench and say, okay, you got to go replace him. You got to go replace him. The head coach, I know he's still probably managing. You know, they say they're in there not doing anything, but they're still probably helping out a little bit with this day and age. But, you know, I mean, but I think he did a really good job of explaining that.
Let's get on to Rick Kissick, the head baseball coach at Grand Island. They get to play at home for most of the rest of the season. They've got seven games at home and then the final series at Columbus. They will host Lincoln Pius the 10th tomorrow. They're off to a 14-4 start in the top 10 in the state rankings. And Coach Kissick joins us here, Doug Duda and Jim Langan, on this Monday. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good. Great to be with you.
Well, it's always great to chat a little Islander baseball, but I guess the first bump in the road did occur last week in the conference tournament, trying to play through some raindrops. I just want your opinion on, I'm sure, looking ahead to win a title and then got knocked off in the first round. It's always great to pull the upset, but you hate being on the other end of it.
Well, it's always disappointing. We had high expectations. We'd been maybe flirting with a little disaster a few games before that, so we had two innings really that didn't go the way we wanted, and then left a bunch of runners, left eight men on base the final three innings, and just couldn't quite get all the way back.
So you've been playing pretty decent baseball until that one game. You got to play again later in the day and beat Northeast. You say that you were flirting with a little bit of disaster. Where was that coming from? Not getting guys in when they got on base, not having big innings, or were there some other areas of concern?
Well, beginning of the year, we were flawless defensively, and we've had great pitching. You know, the part of our game that was polar opposite from last season was we struggled to hit the baseball, and we ran through a little stretch where defensively we like a lot of teams do, started not making the plays we were making, and then one maybe below average pitching outing in the wrong time, and next thing you know, you're having to come back. And we had come back a couple times in the week before that, and we're able to overcome some of that. But we got Pius 10th tomorrow, and we're expecting to start playing good baseball here down the stretch.
You know, Coach, sometimes it's when you see their number one pitcher, their number two pitcher, you know, whatever number they have. Some of those teams have three really good pitchers, but then their fourth guy is really very weak almost. You know, I mean, some teams have two, and their third guy's pretty weak. Have you been seeing a lot of the good pitching this year?
You know what? We started off probably not seeing the guys that we need to be at the really good level, and then it's gotten incredibly tougher as we've gone here. You know, the hack tournaments may be a little different. We're like a lot of teams. We put our one and two starters on Saturdays, and then you got to come back on Thursday, so you're always a little bit iffy because, you know, that's maybe a little short. So we're usually trying to scramble that, and maybe at some point we may have to rearrange that thinking.
Talk with Rick Kissick, the head baseball coach at Grand Island. When we talk with Tino, when we talk with Coach Archer, when we talk with Coach Sponge over at, or any of the guys now that he's at the college, but any of the guys over there at Hastings, when the Legion season comes around, they've got the formula of when they want to pitch. You know, we want to pitch our 1 and 2 in league games and then take the rest of us for the weekend. You don't really have that situation in high school baseball. Does it matter when Calvin Hanke pitches, when Parker Upton pitches, when Ryan Kolakowski pitches?
Well, we try to, you know, we try to, like I said, we try to get on that Saturday schedule because that's usually the first game of districts, and that's when the state tournament. You know, Calvin Hanke and Trey Kissick's actually been our 1 and 2 this year. The big difference between the spring and the summer is we have a lot more pitching than we need. We're basically getting through with 4 starters and 2 relievers, and I know in the summer they need more guys than that, and Coach Martinez will be happy because we've got a guy that was 10-0 last summer on a state championship team, and a kid that was 0.5 ERA last summer that can't even find time to get on the mound. So this is one of the years that, you know, back-to-back games wouldn't cause as much stress.
As you look at your offense here, let's just tell the folks a little bit about your baseball team and the kids that you have back. You've got a pretty decent batting average so far, at least I think you do, at .303. Anytime you're above .300, that's pretty acceptable. You've got some kids that are slapping the ball around the yard for you, and you've had a few extra base hits so far this year, some kids that can leg out some doubles for you.
Well, we have a strong junior class, and for the most part, offensively, they've carried us. Parker Upton, the Creighton recruit's been really, really good. Definitely, in my opinion, one of the top 2 or 3 players in the state. Ryan Krokowski, Brendan Barnes are another couple juniors that have really carried. Our seniors, Calvin Hanke and Riley Bosch, are starting to find their groove, and when they start hitting at the clip they have in the past, we'll be really good offensively.
Coach, how about Trey Kissick? Don't forget him.
You know him?
No, he's pitches well. Is he playing outfield for you now too, Coach, or not?
No, he's playing some second base when Calvin pitches because Parker goes over to short, and he's playing a little bit of third when Cedric Marino. But he's like a lot of kids. He's got to wait. He'll have to wait till his senior year. But he's. You know, he wants to pitch. That's his thing. So he's happy to be up there in the top of that rotation.
Rick, is there anything different, stolen bases, extra base hits? Is there anything that's a little bit better this year for your ball club than it has been with this junior class doing what they're doing?
Well, we definitely have way more pitching depth. You know, we jokingly talked about holding back some of those seniors last year, need to do the little Texas rule. Last year we hit it really, really well and probably was short pitching, and this year we've got, you know, those sophomores have grown up and they're ready to pitch as juniors. But I would guess the biggest thing that we've done and is probably gone to a more small ball game. We've bunted people up to give guys behind them a chance to knock in runs without getting a hit, and not the style I like, but the style that's worked so far.
Rick, go ahead, Jimmy.
Oh, I was just going to ask you on your catching situation. Did you have a couple catchers right now? I know you lost a pretty good one last year, but you know, and the main thing is just keeping runners so they don't take second base. So, you know, I mean, sometimes it's too easy because if your pitcher's taking too long delivering the ball, it also puts your catcher in a dilemma too. But how about your catching situation?
Well, we're really, you know, we got a junior named Matthew Lamb, and he's caught the majority of our games. I would think that if we've had one thing we need to do better is we have given up more stolen bases than we'd like, and that's a combination of a couple things. But he's got a strong arm. He's a great athlete. And, you know, Riley Bosch has filled in a few games behind the plate. We really have 3 seniors, and the rest are all juniors, so we feel like we have the good chemistry to be really good.
And you've got Pius, then you go up to Norfolk. I misspoke earlier. You go up to Norfolk to play Norfolk and Crete, and then you got Southwest and North Star coming in. So all these Lincoln schools come in. What do you need to get done to put yourself in a position to possibly host a district?
Well, the first thing is we got to find a way to beat Pius. Pius the 10th has had our number. We've had a lot better success with Millard North, Millard West, and Papio South over the years than we have with Pius. Our focus right now is to win that game tomorrow. Southwest comes in. They've got good power PowerPoint. So, you know, we just have to continue to get better and you know, shore up some of those things that we've done mentally that you're not expected to do if you're a good team, and we should host.
And, Rick, finally, we've talked about this with all the Class A coaches in pretty much every sport here over the last couple of years. Getting to the ability to play the Metro teams, the Omaha teams, which if you want to be successful at state, you got to play them at some point. And you guys see them in the summer. But as far as getting a chance to schedule them during the baseball season, like on those Saturdays, you got to start with Millard North and you split with them to open the season, and you play Papillion La Vista South. They came in for a triangular. But outside of that, you don't get that opportunity. Is that a Metro thing, a U thing? Soccer is trying to get them together. Basketball, it's almost mandatory. How's it setting in baseball?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just how we play games. We're about the only team to play doubleheaders primarily, and just about every other school has gone away from that, and we can't go to play a single. And so it certainly is, you know, one thing that you know, motivates us when we play those teams, because we know that, you know, we have that chip and that outside the state. I mean, it's hard to win a state tournament outside of Omaha, let alone, you know, win consistently. But it's just, we tried to up the schedule a little bit. It's just everybody gets locked in, and it's just been tough. But you're right. They're a class above most people, and there isn't usually anybody we can throw on the mound that they haven't seen something similar to.
Yeah, Coach, and you're right. In March, I mean, it is so cold to play that second game of that doubleheader. I mean, that's what people don't realize. The doubleheader, it's not playing it, but it is, you know, the first game, if it starts at 4, it's kind of cold in March. But, you know, sometimes that second game, I mean, people are begging the umpire to call strikes, even on your own players.
Yes, coaches are usually primarily because we're the ones shivering because we're not moving. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's education first, so we don't have the benefit the colleges do to move those games up, you know, and play them a little earlier. But you know what? Everybody's kind of used to it now.
Well, Coach, hopefully we can catch up with you around district time, get you onto the state tournament. Always appreciate the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Take care. Grand Island's Rick Kissick joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, the Islanders home tomorrow to take on one of the top teams, Lincoln Pius the 10th, and you can catch them at home three times before the end of the regular season. Hey, folks, TNL Irrigation System, it's here. It's time. It's April of 2015. TNL is ready to go to work for you. They are like no other. They'll prove it to you. See your local TNL dealer. He'll answer all your questions. You can find out information yourself while you're on your iPad or wherever you're at, maybe traveling down the road with some friends. Take a look at it at TLIRR.com to find out even more information. Hydrostatically powered pivot irrigation systems, it's the way to go. It's easier for you, it's better for your field, and all in all, it's better for your pocketbook. Contact TNL Irrigation Systems like no other. We're back to finish things up and talk about a national champion at Hastings College right after this.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson.
All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
If you're hoppy and you know it, then you need to get your tickets to this year's Hastings Downtown Do the Brew. Taste dozens of craft beers and enjoy live music at this fundraiser for the Hastings Art Council. Do the Brew will be held April 25th at the Hastings City Auditorium. Tickets are available at the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce, Murphy's Wagon Wheel, or Wine Styles. Be hoppy and know it at the Hastings Downtown Do the Brew, April 25th. Please drink responsibly. Designated driver.
Memo to all bosses from Bob Sass Flowers. This is Professional Secretaries Week. Stop worrying about work for just a moment and show your gratitude and appreciation for those who make your life easier. Hi, this is Dave from Bob Sass Flowers. We have countless ways to help you say thank you, including beautiful fresh flowers, blooming plants, and many other unique gift ideas. Contact Bob Sass Flowers. We'll help you put flowers on your secretary's desk, and you'll notice more smiles around the office.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Royals hosting Minnesota tonight, 7:10 on the Breeze. We've already known that Kansas City's own, just outside of Kansas City, Tom Watson, going to play in his final British Open. Nick Faldo announced today that it will be his final British Open, the 25th anniversary of his win, last win there at the British Open, which will be coming up later this summer in July across the pond. Plenty more going on in the NHL. The NBA, two whole games tonight. Oh, my God, we got to give them time. I say it every year. Milwaukee at Chicago, New Orleans at Golden State. In the NHL, Rangers at Pittsburgh, St. Louis at Minnesota, Anaheim at Winnipeg. Hey, Jim Furyk. Boy, you know, I like Jim Furyk, but I'm pulling for the poor other kids that don't have a chance. They need to win to get into the Masters and get that exemption and all of that. Maybe Furyk was running out of time. He had won 5 years. Shot 63 yesterday. Still had to go to a playoff and shows a lot of emotion after making the birdie putt on the second extra hole. So congratulations to Furyk. Easy guy to root for.
Yes. You know what's interesting about that? Look at that race right there, Doug, on TV. Those two people sprinting after 26 miles, 385 yards. That one lady couldn't go the last 15 yards there to get second. Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Caroline Rodich wins the women's race at the Boston Marathon and the winner of the men's race. And this will be kind of a, I guess, whatever the word is you want to use for it here. The winner of the men's race is Lalisa DeCisa out of Ethiopia. That's the same man that won it 2 years ago when the bombings occurred in Boston, donated his medal to the city. So when you have coverage the rest of the day on television from the Boston Marathon, you're going to have that as probably your main story. Hey, the UNK baseball team just getting underway up at Memorial Field, their final game at home of the regular season against Lindenwood. And that'll be a nine-inning contest, so slide out there, take a little extra lunch or late lunch or whatever you got to do. The Lopers lost the first game, then the second game was suspended. They finished it yesterday. Lopers won it 6-5, then won 14-1, so they've taken 2 of 3 from Lindenwood. Need another one here today. Hastings College as a national champion. Emily Eckhoff brings home the championship in Wichita, Kansas, Saturday. Only the second year for the Hastings College bowling program. Emily Eckhoff, and she beats Julia Bond of Nebraska. She throws a 237 to win the Intercollegiate Singles Tournament National Championship in Wichita, Kansas. So congratulations to Emily Eckhoff at Hastings College. Also, the Nebraska Danger now 6-1. I wasn't kidding about Jameel Sewell. He was trying out for a CFL team, wasn't even there. They had running backs and wide receivers taking snaps at quarterback because their backup got hurt, and their defense got the job done. They did enough to beat the Iowa Barnstormers 36-16. They're home to play Bemidji on Friday. We'll give you a chance later in the week to pick up tickets against Bemidji. And you'll also get to see Jimmy Langan on Friday night. You'll be there.
Yes, I will.
Well done. Also, in soccer, the Kearney girls had their 11-match winning streak snapped. Coach Anderson says, hey, we need to play well down in Lincoln. We haven't done that lately. They took care of Elkhorn 4-1 and then went into a shootout with Lincoln Southeast. Lost that shootout, so they lose 2-1. Kearney also split their boys' games. The Crete boys and York girls won the Central Conference championships. And on a state note, if you're that boxing fan, Terrence Bud Crawford, a sixth-round knockout Saturday night to win his second boxing title. So he continues to do Nebraska proud, and he wears it on his shorts with Omaha and wears the Nebraska baseball hat in, or football hat, whatever the sport could be, a bowling hat. It's a Nebraska hat into the ring on Saturday night. So congratulations to him. Jimmy, anything else?
No. Doug, the only thing you said earlier today, and I want to make sure we get this right, because there'll be people wanting to listen to this. There's going to have a news conference with Pettaway. Is that right? Mm-hmm. And you know what? Is that today?
10 miles, 2 o'clock this afternoon in Lincoln.
Yeah. Now, is that going to be on ESPN? You're not going to have that? Okay.
No.
You might just have some recording
of
it later.
We'll have a report on it on our afternoon sport.
Okay, good enough.
Probably a little bit with Hale Varsity. The guys will probably have a little bit more in-depth with that this afternoon.
Okay,
at 4.
Good enough. Yep, that's the only thing I had, Doug.
So check that on out. We have got a very busy week. We're only a couple of weeks from the Kentucky Derby, and of course we jump right into that. So if we're 2 weeks away from the Derby, it's Bosselman Week. The biggest horse race in Nebraska is this Saturday at Fauner Park. We will be at Fauner Park Thursday for the draw once again this year, and be there for the entire hour on Thursday, give you the odds, give you the draw, give you the latest, who's in, who's out. So that's on Thursday. On Wednesday, we'll be talking with Coach Josh Lamerson, Athletic Director Paul Plinsky, Brad Koenig about the upcoming Loper Football Backers Banquet. So that's coming up on Wednesday. A little bit more on the high school and college scene. We're going to have a little Husker football and baseball still the remainder of the week. So a lot to fill in the gaps. We do want to thank Ken Hamilton of the Lincoln Journal-Star for joining us today, and Rick Kissick, Grand Island baseball coach, for joining us as well. Jimmy, I'm glad it was a great wedding weekend for you and your family, so congratulations.
Thank you very much, Doug.
I'll see you later in the week.
Yes, see you later. Bye-bye.
Enjoy your Monday, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.